Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a special one. The day finally came. Yesterday was May 5th, the debut drop of Gary's NFT project, VFriends. If you want to know more about it, we encourage you to go to VFriends.com to find out everything you need to know. Please enjoy this episode of Gary going on Bankless, a very crypto-involved YouTube channel, to talk about his new NFT project.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Man, we're honored to have you because this is all about communities doing the old like emoji handshake with each other. And you've been a big proponent of NFTs for a while. We want to talk about how you got into that at first. But before we do, guys, I just want you to know, Bankless Nation, that Gary V is single-handedly responsible for onboarding thousands, I'm not sure, tens of thousands, maybe more, to technologies like MetaMask, to Ethereum addresses, to getting them onboarded in the NFT space. And this whole movement is about onboarding people into crypto. So Gary, dude, thanks for what you're doing.
I appreciate that. And you know, it's funny, I have a very broad audience. And when I started telling some of my inner circle of what I was building here with VFriends, and especially with Top Shot, you know, success and with all the things that are going on, when they heard that I wasn't gonna do fiat, they were surprised because I'm a big fan, you know, this was a little bit of a contradiction. I'm a big fan of do not create friction for the consumer.
Hear ya.
On the flip side, you know, I've got more gray hairs than you youngsters. I remember really trying to teach people that putting a credit card into a website in 1997 for winelibrary.com was not gonna be the worst thing in the world and their identity wouldn't be stolen forever. I remember telling parents and friends that it was okay to have a social media account, that your daughter wasn't gonna get kidnapped at the mall if she had MySpace. And so I have a lot of compassion for the psychology of human beings around new technologies. And I'm one of the most important parts of this project by a country mile for me was to give back to the OGs that have been playing in the NFT space from 17 to now. And I thought one of the more significant ways I could do is through my strength around education. I've spent months now educating people on what a non-custodial wallet is, teaching them to never give up those 12 words to anybody. I will never ask you for them. I will never ask you for Ethereum. You know, like I will never ask you for your MetaMask password. Teaching them what a rainbow wallet is if they want it to see cool versus, you know, like, and it's been a great joy. By the way, it's been a fun one for me because I myself am going through an education journey, right? Learning different chains, learning, you know, proof of work, proof of stake, you know, custodial, not custodial. Like it's been an incredible journey because over the next several months, I'm sure D-Rock and I will start showing tons of content of me in 2017 and 18 talking about Ethereum. I've been watching. I just don't like to talk about things I don't know. I've been doing a lot of press, like you said, everyone's asking me about Doge. I'm like, me and AJ got a lot of it the first day it came out. Years ago, we lost it because it was that way back then. And that's all I really know, other than I know why it's happening, human beings getting behind a mission. But, you know, for me, the Ethereum thing on chain, I mean, I built this with the NFT 42 guys, like OG on chain, Jim, you know, like it's very important to me to be authentic. And I'm excited to see some of the tweets from people this morning or getting some Discord DMs that look like the following. Hey, I thought you were a charlatan. I thought this was gonna be a piece of shit. I can't believe how many people are learning what a MetaMask is. This is good for all of us. Thanks for showing celebrities. And I always reply, I'm not a celebrity, but thanks for showing celebrities that there's a meaningful way to do this, not hire a digital artist and put your face on it and just sell a bunch of shit. And you know, this was a very ambitious project for me. A, I want this to be my Harry Potter, my Pokemon, my Smurfs. Like this is a very big ambition for me. I will spend the rest of my life building this intellectual property. B, I wanted people to get educated on what the smart contract can do. I have 555 gift goats. You buy this token, it's a rare token in my world, but it's also a token that allows you to put your address in it and literally get a gift from me randomly six times minimally a year over 3 years. When that first gift blows people's brains out of their head, I have a funny feeling the market's gonna adjust. And obviously the underlining conference, the super conference VCon that I'm gonna put on once a year over the next 3 years. When I throw that first conference and the keynote speakers and performances are some of the biggest names in the world, I have a funny feeling the token owner has the ability to decide what they want to do in 2023, right? I've given this a lot of thought, and I'm very excited to be in the space at this level.
Look, and for the crypto natives watching this who are familiar with Bankless, like two things to me that scream legitimacy about what Gary's doing is, one, the Ethereum address. You're holding these on-chain in an Ethereum address. So use MetaMask, use, you know, whatever crypto wallet you have.
Ethereum, by the way, on the record, I'll predict it right now because I know what I'm going to do. So I want to give some Bankless exclusive. He actually just walked in. Watch this. You want a real Bankless moment?
I want Bankless moment.
Watch this.
Give it to us.
I'm doing an interview, Beeple. I'm doing an interview, Beeple, but.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, Beeple. 69 million, brother.
Can you please tell these people that I begged you to keep all the Ethereum? Can you just tell that? Can you tell them this is true? I'm lying. I'll come with you in a minute, but can you please tell them the truth that I did say to you how much I wanted you to keep the Ethereum? Is that true?
People, did you keep a little? You got to keep some to stay, brother.
This is the most important artist of our generation. Look how handsome he is.
Okay.
All right. Let me get back to my interview. I'll be right there. It's great to see you guys. I'll be right there. Love you, pal. I believe in it. I don't know what else to tell you. What do you want from me?
Like, Gary, the other thing is, like, you actually purchased the NFTs with ETH as a reserve asset, right? So one thing we talk about, yeah, it's ETH. It's all ETH. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, so there's going to be two audiences, I think, watching this live stream. There's going to be the Gary Fee friends and family, right? Like your community, your clan, and then there's going to be like the crypto natives who I think have gotten some NFT exhaustion, and they're and I think they might come into this being a little bit skeptical. It's like, oh, just like another celebrity doing another NFT, and I want the crypto natives to suspend their disbelief, because Ryan and I got a little bit of a sneak peek of what's going on with V Friends, and it's not just another, you know, here's my NFTs, like, and here they are. This is a brand commitment, it sounds like. And Gary, it sounds like you have very strong both opinions and convictions about the future of NFTs, and it seems to be that you're putting a ton of your weight behind this particular this new NFT ecosystem behind that. And so, but before we go into specifically the V Friends ecosystem, I want to ask you a question as to why you think the NFTs are this brand new revolution that they are. Why are they so powerful, and why are you leading this charge into NFTs?
I may be leading new eyeballs into it, but the Larva guys, Roham with Kitties before Top Shot, there's so many real OGs that have led us here. I think a guy like me represents a different thing, which is the next moment, right? Because it's happening with me currently in VR. I'm spending a lot of time looking at what's going on in the Oculus ecosystem and the metaverse and things of that nature, but it's, I, at least the way I move, need it to be like on the precipice of mainstream. David, the reason is because it's time. It's just time. You know, like, it's time. Like, it enough, there's enough smoke. People are getting enough comfort with it, right? Top Shot deserves a ton of credit. Sports cards deserve a lot of credit. You know, just people getting caught up into alternative investment, Reddit, Doge, Bitcoin. I mean, and let me go another place. How about Fortnite? You know, I'm in the business of helping people understand things. Telling parents, I win all of my NFT debates with 55-year-old parents that are friends and acquaintances in 4 minutes. Here's what it looks like. Do you want a blue check mark on Instagram? Yeah. I'm like, does that actually exist? That's just a little blue check mark. Why do you want that? Because it's social currency.
Wow.
And then I go, oh, by the way, so that's one, but let me put the finishing touch on you. Did you give your kid $50 on your credit card this week to buy a Fortnite skin? Yes. Why? He doesn't own that outfit. Digital assets. So my big play, let me tell you when I went bananas and why. My brain decided to tell me, oh my God, everyone's gonna have a public digital wallet. Social's going private, crypto's going public. And this is insane. Oh my God, unlike the internet and Web 2.0, there's an internet at scale now supporting communication around the blockchain. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then it was 500 hours of Larva Labs, CryptoPunks, you know, Pepe on Bitcoin, Discords, reading, listening, OGs, on-chain, gas, non-custodial, education. You know, I'm a hyper dude. So what ends up happening, one of the reasons your audience here is like, I actually understand, I'm also empathetic. I understand that they might think I'm full of shit because my energy can come off that way. I'm a Jersey East Coast. I'm like, some people aren't able to see they don't know me. They don't know my humanity. They see my energy. They don't see the words out of my mouth. They don't hear me say 98% of NFT projects are gonna be a bad investment during this era. They don't hear that. They feel this. So they think I'm saying it's insane to me. I'm saying way more conservative things than people think are conservative. But it's the way I say it that will throw them. And by the way, I'm gonna stay me. I'm comfortable being me. You know, I have the receipts, and so I'm excited about this. And I think the reason is just timing, man. You knew, others knew, they were right. Like, and by the way, VR is gonna happen. Like, let's take it to the bank. There's no reason. This is all, you know, this is all a precursor to that.
It totally
right?
is.
I mean, Ready the metaverse, come on, it's on its way. I hope that I can stay healthy enough to see some of that crazy shit. I hope I see something in 40 years that does confuse me, because right now this has not confused me.
All right, Gary, we're going to get into VFriends. Like, last thing before we do this. So we had a Blau on the podcast, Grammy Award artist, and he talked about NFTs giving him the ability to connect directly to his community in a way that he's never had. So right. Previously it was, you have to go through middlemen, you have to go through record labels, but this is a direct connection to the community. Can you talk about that? Is that some of the power that's being harnessed in what you're doing? And is that powerful for other creators, other communities out there?
Yeah, and by the way, let there be no confusion. You can be connected to your audience without NFTs. You could just call them and they can come over. Like, you know, Blau's the best, but like, you know, I'm like incredibly, you know, selfless. I have an incredible, you know, mother and luck of the DNA of who I am as a dude. But this is an economic aspect to those artists as well. Hmm. You know, Blau is talking about two things. One, not having a dopey record label telling him he can't put that song out, or this is when we have to release because we have this other artist. So that's huge control, but it's also economic value. I mean, this is an incredibly, one of the biggest reasons with my project, I made a conference, was I didn't want it to be just about me, but there's obviously many tokens in there that are just about me. And so, yeah, it's a structured economy around the most valuable asset in the world, which is time and access. Do you know how much money I'm going to pay for the Novak Djokovic golden racket NFT?
How much are you going to pay? Tell us.
At least 100K, because I've done well in my life and I want to play tennis with Novak at, you know, the week before the US Open in New York and have dinner with him. And if that's what comes along in the smart contract, but then stick with me, men. But then is Novak going to do what I did, which creates this is where I really think I innovated, a multi-year level. And then I can do something with that token. I can go back.
Seasons,
which gives you assets. Or even if it doesn't, if it's a one time, which I think will be the far majority, well, guess what? Novak's Novak. And if that's his first ever golden racket, well, why can't that be like this $150 Thundercat behind me? Why can't I pay $100,000 for that experience, and then in 19 years, I sell that golden racket as a collectible derivative for, you know, $300,000. Or by the way, 18,000. Let me tell you something about me that always, always confused people. And I think it's now going to end up being my biggest strength. I have been garage sailing for years. I have a
like literally, you're talking literal garage sailing.
Ryan, have you seen Trash Talk, my 5-episode YouTube thing? It is bananas.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot about pop culture. I bought this at a garage sale for $1. I learned a lot. Much more. My fancy friends make fun of me. They think I'm too dirty. I like the dirt, right? To me, this is the dirt. This is the emerging with Bloomberg, right? So,
oh, it's definitely, I mean, we're not mainstream at all yet.
And so for me, what's really exciting is, you know what I learned about garage sailing? Is that I would argue that garage sale memorabilia purchasing is a hidden $1 trillion industry.
What?
I'll explain. I go to garage sales, I look for nostalgia 80s toys, and I pay $31 for this action figure. But I watch another lady buy keychains that say Iowa on it, and marbles, and old Adlandia. The reason NFTs are so powerful is every business and every person is going to issue an NFT for everything because they should. It's going to be functional as the ticket or the thing. It's also then going to be a derivative marketing material because it's going to be in your public wallet and it's going to show people affinities and social expression. And then finally, it's an asset. So if I throw a music concert and I play a little club as a comedian and my ticket, and I go on to become Kevin Hart, and now that ticket is selling for $97 because it was my first stand-up appearance in Philadelphia, that I'm making $9.70 on the 10% royalty every single time in perpetuity. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, this is what's so exciting, man, because like people don't understand. This isn't just digital collectibles. This is not just a JPEG that you're selling for like millions of dollars. We're talking about programmable digital collectibles. You can program access. You can program experiences into these things. At some level with like CryptoKitties and that sort of thing is cool, but that's only like generation one. This is where I want to get into like VFriends, Gary. So let's pull this up because I think you've embedded some of these ideas in like another iteration of what an NFT can be. And the first thing you've got here is sort of different types under VFriends of tokens, admission tokens, gift tokens, access tokens. Just tell us about VFriends and tell us about this organization, what you get beyond just buying the NFT on chain.
First and foremost, I'm going to say it again, because literally yesterday it was all about the art. And now today that I put out the information, everyone's like, but what happens after 3 years? Is it worthless? I'm like, yesterday you were talking about the art being worth. Like, people are very, very, very funny. Okay. Admission tokens. Remember, the other thing I launched, if you go to vfriends.com right now, hopefully we'll launch the auction very quickly here. I'm going to give plenty of hours, but if you go to it, and I appreciate you pulling it up. This is fun. As you can see, when you go to it, and you don't need to play this, if you scroll down, you know, right there, VCon, let's click that first. So every token is a token to this super conference I'm going to put on every year. So the admission tokens are admission to this conference. All of the tokens are. I'm even going to clean up. I was just looking at what you were sharing on the screen, the framework of the tokens. So Coachella meets South by Southwest meets Davos. I'm trying to throw the best conference in the world. And if I do that in year one, well, what do you think is going to happen, Ryan? And the only way you can get it is V tokens.
Dude, right? It just gets better, right? It gets more valuable. It gets better.
If you go back, my favorite one, just to, you know, I think we're all loud opinions, is mine. That's why I did 555, my favorite number five, is gift code, because I'm going to have fun with it. This token gives you a ticket to the conference, but D-Rock, let's make sure this shows end admission to the token, because I want to make sure everybody knows all 10, 2, 2, 5, 5. So this also gets you into the conference, but the 555 of these tokens also get you the ability. Before July on the website, it's clear that we'll have this up before the first gift goes out. You put your address, you connect your MetaMask or your custodial wallet, you confirm your address, and I send you surprise gifts 6 times a year, AKA 18 times over the course of this project.
Real physical stuff you're talking about.
That's gonna make your head spin, Ryan.
Wait, you're putting in your physical address or into your Ethereum address?
Your physical, David, or your PO box, because a lot of people. So you, David, buy a gift goat, right? Mm-hmm. So you buy it for 15 ETH, real money.
Cute guy, but too. Thank you.
I drew everyone. Because provenance, right? Big part of this. So I wanted to draw it. I didn't rent out a digital artist like a bunch of influencers or celebrities would. This is all me. Anyway, nonetheless, gift goat. And that comes with those gifts. But David, as you can imagine, what do you think is going to happen with the 555 people that get the first one, get it in the mail or in their driveway?
Socials, baby. Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Socials are going to happen.
What do you think starts happening? And then finally, 300 access tokens, the big ones. 210 of them are virtual. 125 of them are Hangout Hawks. I think you can scroll down. Very cool.
Here's are the access ones?
This is cool.
Hangout Hawks.
Well, those are Google Hangout group of 125 people right there on the right. That's virtual access. The other are literally a 10-person dinner I do once every 3 years with all the 10 people that own Dinner Deer. Physically, my time. The biggest thing I've got.
So all of these are
which you can't get back. Because I always like to remind people this is time is literally the world's most scarce resource that no one can ever get back. And so
correct.
The value of Gary V's time is being instantiated in Dinner Deer or Hangout Block.
That's right. And that's this with the whole, I used to think like, what if Randy the Macho Man Savage did this? What, you know, and was still alive? I would buy it immediately.
Oh, for sure.
Now, the other thing I did here, Ryan, though, was I created the economy because it's not a 1 year thing. So again, you buy a FaceTime Fox on the IPO, on the launch tonight, tomorrow, hopefully we'll get it. You get the ticket to the conference, you get a 5 minute FaceTime with me. We execute the FaceTime on chain, Ryan and David. It shows that it's been punched. We did a lot of innovation. So it shows that there's two more in the future. You come along and you go on OpenSea, forget about friends.com, and you see it and it says, this comes with a 5 minute FaceTime of Gary's with Gary one-on-one. And it's, you know, like, so like there's this incredible layer. And then if you keep scrolling down, it gets really crazy. These are crazy. If you go back up, I apologize. Like Podcast Panther, you buy that token, I become a guest of your podcast.
What?
Ryan, yeah.
We don't even, you're doing it and we don't even have one, Gary.
And listen, I'll continue to be a kind, generous human being, but some people are going to be smart enough and be like, okay, wait, Gary V's trying for the rest of his life to build IP. So I'm starting a new podcast. I'm going to get him on my podcast, but I'm going to keep the token even after it's been punched, even after the second time, because I'll have him 2 years in a row. And then if he pulls it off, well, my token becomes an art and collectible. This is a random, guys, a very random Thundercat. It is $150 on eBay all day. If I'm able, this is my rookie cards. This is my first. This is it.
Do you know, Ryan, Gary, we might have to get a podcast card.
Yeah, for sure.
Podcast Panther.
Yeah, and like, what's lunch with you worth, David? I want to figure that out, man.
Oh, no, I'm not sure I'm ready to understand that.
You know how Warren Buffett every year, Gary, he does this, right? Something where he auctions off a lunch with him for charity. I think people in the crypto space have purchased that from one year or another. This is like that only. Yeah, like experiences with Warren are worth $5 million, $10 million, $15 million. This is like that, except scaled.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, wait till athletes and musicians figure this out and I can go in studio with Post Malone. I'm going to do that, become friends with Post, and then I'm going to have the collectible and in 12 years, potentially sell for a profit.
Yeah, that's hot.
I don't think people realize where this is going. Do you know what Kino Koala does if you scroll up? Kino Koala literally is a ticket to travel to any public keynote I give and get a VIP seat and get green room access to me. You want to treat me like the Grateful Dead and fish? Let's go. You can. I mean, it's different. It's very different. Poker Pirate, you and three friends get a poker night with me being the fourth or the fifth. Like, it's just amazing. I'm really excited about it, mainly because I'm trying to inspire people that I want to buy these from to not do bullshit NFTs and gouge people and stop already.
Yeah. These have something backing them. Like, so let's talk about this.
Not only does it have the experience backing it, it's I am trying to build G.I. Joe.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I've spent the last 12 years building Gary V. I'm Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm not Gary V. I have been the strategist, the creative director, the chief executive officer of building. It's not that I'm a faking Gary V. That's just how people know me. They don't know me. They know me through snippets of content. That's like a nothing of actually me. I've been the chief architect of that. And I think I've done it as well as you can do it in the last 10 years. I've done it way up there, especially when you consider I've also built a $300 million a year agency as my actual job. I've done this as my side hustle. My building up Patient Panda my building, these FaceTime characters, I'm just going to biz dev on the spot. I could go and make a deal with Samsung and have these characters represent the FaceTime button. I could. I don't know if they'd have me, but I'm going to try. Like, I'm going to build this intellectual property, right? Like, so yes, it has something underneath it. It has a human being who has an incredible track record having the ambition to build a literal intellectual property. That why in the world wouldn't I aim for Marvel or Barney or G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
I may fall short, but I promise you this, I'm going to fall a lot further along than any other person with a real audience.
You know, I want to talk all about how you've built this community up, because I think that's so important. But before we do, we're getting a ton of people on YouTube just asking about the mechanics of this. They're like, I want a keynote koala. How do I buy one? So tell us about that. Is there some sort of a batch auction process going on right now or coming soon?
Yep. Hopefully tonight, maybe early tomorrow. My intuition says probably early tomorrow, but we'll see. I'm literally going to hang up from here and get to QAing and working the site. I'm going to do probably a 10-day event in launching these. Probably going to put out 25% on the day one and day two. And I'm going to do a Dutch auction. I know that there's a lot of people I have a lot of goodwill with that have a lot of money. And I was scared they were going to buy everybody out and create derivative second. You see what's going on with the good projects in NFT land. So I did a Dutch auction, first and foremost. I capped it. I also only released 25% on day one. And so I'm going to batch them out.
That's awesome. And when's that coming? ASAP?
ASAP. I'd love for it to be tonight or tomorrow morning.
Gary, I got to ask you. So
what's the sale platform?
I built my own custom platform with the team at NFT42.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, by the way, if I was doing this on Rarible or OpenSea or Bitsky or some of these great places, this would have been launched already.
Right.
We're doing a lot of innovation here with the multi-year, with the website. You know, Gift Goat is not so easy to execute on Rarible. I've had to build my own platform.
Right. Can you comment on how you've tried to work around any like gas issues? Is this going to be done in like a kind of an off-chain, just kind of centralized website, and then it delivers on-chain? How's that work?
It's on-chain.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to go OG. I love the immutable guys. I love what's going on with a lot of the level two stuff. I love what's going on with a lot of other chains. You know, I like learning this. I think people will get a little more aha as they start seeing my content drip over the next couple of months, where I'm like, Ethereum. This has been something I've been watching, and I'm very ambitious about future forks and other aspects. But yeah, I mean, it's going to cost me a little bit here on the minting this from the gas standpoint, and there's going to be a little bit of that vig when people purchase.
So this is cool. It's going to cost you, and yet you are pricing these things out in ETH. So ETH is the reserve currency for this. We just saw Beeple here earlier, and of course he got some ETH, and he sold a lot of that. I'm hopeful that he kept some of it, Gary. What are your plans, man? Are you gonna hold some ETH, or are you gonna sell some fiat to fund all of this, or what are you doing there?
So obviously there's a tax event, so you have to sell some ETH because you could get murdered. I mean, I'm not in control of ETH's pricing. I'm really not interested in the tax bill if ETH collapses. You know, I don't want to go out of business on just what I'm getting going. So yes, I'll be thoughtful on the tax part of that. Then I have some real expenses because I'm looking to throw ridiculous conferences, and I've got gift goats, and you know, I've got things to do. That, to be frank with you, I'm going to try to find vendors that are interested in taking ETH because I think they'd be smart to. And then for me personally, I'm going to keep ETH. You know, maybe I'll, you know, who knows? You know, I may need to do something in my life. I might have to do an investment, but like, I'm enthusiastic about ETH, and you know, I'm not worried about how hot it's been the last 2 weeks. You know, whether it's 3,000, 3,500, 2,000, 1,200. I need to see something to stop me from being optimistic about it. That's how I work.
So are all of these?
I still have, by the way, I still haven't sold a share of Facebook that I bought in 2007.
Wow.
Share. Yep. Because I need to see something. Mark resigning? Right? But all the hoopla around politics hasn't stopped me. Oculus. If Facebook Inc. wins Oculus, what? Mm-hmm. Instagram is the most powerful social network in the world. I work with the biggest brands in the world. I see how much money they spend on, you know, advertising and how it's shifting. Like, I use my brain, not my ideological overreaction to a headline.
Right on. So, and you had to not have that ideological reaction in order to see crypto in the first place, because there's a lot of like, you know, crypto is a scam. This will never work. Digital scarcity. These are just JPEGs on chain. They're not worth what they're worth. You had to see past that in order to see this opportunity. And David, I think Gary is talking a little never sell gang here, a little bit like you.
I'm a HODL man.
And HODL and then stake. And so Gary, I'm curious though, like, so zooming out for a second, obviously you're bullish on digital scarcity, everything with NFTs. What's your take on DeFi in general, or like cryptocurrencies in general?
I don't love talking about stuff I don't know. I bought Bitcoin in 14. I did a little chatting in the Bitcoin, Peter, some great podcast pump. Like, my big thing is Bitcoin's so big. If you're like, this is the currency, that gets into sovereign nation talk, which has always been the big heady thing. But I'm not, you know, paying attention to Litecoin. You know, I'm very good at having a pulse. I can speak to Litecoin having a moment last night, but I don't know what's going on there. I know what's going on with Doge, but I don't really know what's going on. Meaning I know why the human psychology is happening, but I don't know the details. I've spent my time on ETH because I understood that people were going to build on top of it. And I understand. And for me, the second ETH really crossed the chasm into social currency, AKA social media itself. I know people, brother. That's what I know. I know people. I'm a human anthropologist. I understand them cold. I am not a financier. I'm not going to run hardcore numbers. Mm-hmm. I don't get enjoyment. Do you know that the far majority of the stock I own, like 90% of the publicly traded company stock I own on Wall Street, is because I invested in the company years before it went public?
Wow.
It's not where my passion lies. I'm not doing things to make money. I'm doing things that make me super happy that happen to have the potential to make me money. And so DeFi currency is not in my blood. Social communication, collectability, trading. I mean, Meebits has my brain going nuts. I'm so pissed that I can't trade some of my Meebits right now because I have to focus on VFriend's launch. All I want to do is go to Meebits and make some trades. I'm like, hey, I got the pig. Give me the elephant. Like, you know, like, I understand.
Well, it's always been our bull case for Ethereum is that at some point there will be something for everyone. And the NFT, like, part of Ethereum that has really surged in the last like 6 months has brought in a ton of attention. There is an unceasing amount of levels or requests for more details in the YouTube chat. And one of the questions that I briefly saw was if somebody wants a specific VFriend, are they able to bid on a specific VFriend, or is it more of a randomized pool?
It's not like Meebits. It's not randomized. You can. My concern is this project has absolutely gained more momentum than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Tokens tend to do that.
Now I'm communicating and giving more. I wanted to drop it like without. Obviously, I had all this press. I didn't want to cancel on everybody. Mm-hmm. So I decided to late last night when I was like, oh, we're not going to launch at 8 a.m. I just wanted to launch so that there could be a little bit more fairness. The more, don't forget, Dutch's upside is I'm not going to let people get priced the hell out.
Right.
Dutch's downside is, in essence, it's buy it now, right? Mm-hmm. Grab. You know, there's not that many characters. You know, there's even the most max thing, there's 40 of each of the core access to, you know, those tokens. The problem with, not the access, excuse me, the conference tokens, the issue there is there's only 40 of them, 20 of which are core, right, the white, but there's five spectaculars, gold, lava, bubblegum, diamond, right, and hollow, and there's only one of ones of those things. So like, if you're like really set on getting patient panda against a diamond background, that becomes a luck of like, did you grab it?
Right.
And then you know what's going to happen, because this is what happens. I was watching Meebits very carefully. I didn't realize it was so cool that they launched that way. So it gave me a preview. It's going to happen. And people are going to try to wait because there's a lot of supply at first. And then there's that tipping point moment at, you know, mine's at three, mine starts at three, goes down to 0.5. Does it stop at 2.6? And then somebody already resold one on OpenSea for five, and then everybody freaks out. It's going to be fascinating to watch how it happens. I have no idea.
Gary, let's talk about this. I think one of the most, the coolest things about your story and about your entire journey, and this is just the next step of it, is about like this one word. And to me, that word is community, right? So many people, when they start going into the NFT space, they do the NFT first before right. They have the community, right? Huge mistake. Other people, you might see sort of the celebrities jumping on the bandwagon. They try to create an NFT and appeal to a community that they're not really a part of. So they end up with sort of a, yes. just a crappy, illegitimate, unauthentic NFT, and they yes. make that mistake. But like, you've built this thing with the tech that's available to you for your community. And I want to ask the broad question here, which is like, tell us first, because the common denominator across everything that we've been talking about is community. That is the heart of it. How do you build a community?
By giving your community more than you ask for in return.
Wow.
You're on mute, David. Which is devastating.
Wow, that was wow simple. And can you also elaborate on that? It's a simple rule of thumb. And it makes a ton of sense to give more value than you ask for. How have you done that?
By thinking about every single thing I do. By never looking for a quick buck. By the people that have gone onto Discord that don't know me and saying, are you serious? What the fuck? And then 600, you guys are going to buy this shit? And 600 people replying, I can count the times that Gary in the last 12 years has asked anything of me. And usually it's to buy a bottle of wine or a sneaker. And this is a way for me to invest in Gary? Are you fucking kidding me? You know, by being thoughtful. By trying to provide value, by putting out content that actually, guys, do you know why I haven't talked about, let me give you an insight to how my brain works. Do you know why I haven't talked about that much about Ethereum and things of that nature or other things? And by the way, actually, while I'm on the show, probably the most exciting thing for me is to look at all the other blockchains. You know, one of the things I'm excited about in helping people learn how to get a MetaMask or, you know, or Portis or whatever they're gonna play with here is, to me, this is not even just about Ethereum. It's the one that I'm comfortable with and I've been watching, but I'm very aware of what people think about gas fees and things of that nature, scalability, all that. You know, I just wanted people to get comfortable with the game. And so if they wanna go, you know, Polkadot, Flow, well, Flow's got obviously fiat, but you know, like, Cardano and Solana, like you do you. But I wanted this to be authentic and really honest to the whole ecosystem. But as far as my community, it's consistency. One of the reasons I never talk about being smart. I watch all these people put out content, basically talking about I'm smart. My crew, D-Rock's shaking his head right now, pisses them off that people think I'm a motivational speaker because they're seeing the smarts in real time, always, constantly. I don't think me saying I'm smart brings any value for my audience. I'm teaching my audience perspective, insights. Hey, this is what's going on in audio. This is what's going on TikTok. Do you know how many people are tweeting right now? This second, Gary Vee is the one that got me into NBA Top Shot. Even though I never talked about it, I got him into cards. We talked about Top Shot. I'm trying to bring value. And by the way, that is why this is going to be such a significant launch. There is an ungodly amount of people that have reached out to me and my brother in the last 48 hours with stories that are mind-boggling. Hey, Gary, you and your brother, AJ just gave me one. You and your brother gave me all this time when I was an idiot kid, had no value to bring. You guys were always gracious. You always helped. By the way, I got into crypto real early in 17. I'm living in Puerto Rico now. Rest assured, I'm coming in heavy tomorrow. You know, like that comes out of being a kind person. That came out of me giving more to that kid than asking. I think people are confused by my energy and my alpha and my Jersey-ness and my aggressive communication style. I think people would be stunned if they saw my word cloud. They would think it's hustle and money and business. It is not. It is empathy and kindness and patience and perspective and not, you know, you know, I'm happy about that. And now I'm building a whole universe of characters because I know that I can't be the deliverable. Do you know how many people are watching right now who wished their plus one, their husband or wife liked me, but they hate me because they hear the cursing or the aggressiveness? And the reason they want their plus one to like me is because they know the things I say can really be beneficial to their kid, but they don't have the agreement that I'm a good guy. Well, I'm going to fix that because I'm going to make Patient Panda a superstar on TikTok, because I'm going to turn, you know, some sort of character that talks about candor cat into a winning streetwear brand. Like, or I'm going to turn, you know, like optimistic this, you know, or, you know, I'm just going to do it. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Gary, this is something we repeat so often about everyone in their life journey, but in their crypto journey, is long-term games with long-term people. That's what you have to do in order to build a community. And what's crazy here is crypto and NFTs give you a whole new palette as a community creator to deliver value to your community. And I, you know, I see that's what you're doing here. Hey, last thing, we know you got to wrap it up. You got things to do. You got a whole product to ship, my friend. We're super excited about it. Do you want to say anything to either the Bankless community or to others that are in the position that you are in, that have sort of a community and they're trying to figure out what their strategy should be? Just say something to the people now that's on your mind.
50 hours of homework.
That's what you have to do.
50 hours of homework. You know, like I just am stunned by people's FOMO buying things just because 10 people on Twitter said so. Like, do not buy a single thing I talk about ever for the rest of your life until you do your 50 hours of homework. There you go. There's an infinite statement of mine. Not a damn thing. I think I'm an extremely smart, good businessman with an uncomfortable track record. You know what those things are right there above the wrestling belt? That's Twitter and Tumblr stock from 2006. I have receipts. I know what I'm doing. And even with me and everybody else that looks like me, and there are many, I'm smarter and better. Until you do your 50 hours of homework, don't do a fucking thing.
There you go, guys. Couldn't leave it in a better place than that. 50 hours of homework. That's what you should be doing on the crypto journey and the DeFi journey before you do anything else. Mm-hmm. Gary, where can people find out what's going on with VFriends?
VFriends.com. And the Discord is unbelievable. The level of, you know, again, back to the community I built, it's just kind. It's, you know, it's nice. It's thoughtful. Tons of noobs learning. Unbelievable OGs coming in and helping. By the way, public service announcement. I will not ask you for your MetaMask 12 words. I will not ask you for ETH. Unfortunately, 0.00001% of people coming in and spamming and trying to do bad things. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. An honor to be on the show.
Thank you so much, Gary, for coming and joining us. If you are interested in NFTs, you can definitely get at least 50 hours of your homework in on the Bankless YouTube. So
I got thanks. A run, guys. I'm behind on something.
Thank you so much, love Gary. You.
Cheers. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review comes from Tito4K, and it reads, raw and inspiring. Gary gives it to you raw. No sugarcoating, no beating around the bush, just straight up and down rawness that inspires. I've learned to take risks and feel that his advice and outlook has motivated me to go for mine, not only in business, but with life as a whole. It's a must listen. Start your day with Gary. Game-changing-ish. Thank you again for that amazing review. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.